Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. Now, you will recall that we had something of a problem. The problem is the Mishnah said that if somebody is a Nazir and he is Mitame, and we tell him again, Al Titame, and he's Mitame, Al Titame, and he's Mitame, he's Chayim on every single one. Now, this, of course, was directly to the question of whether you are Osir to be Mitame after already being Tame. In this case, we're talking about a Kohen as well. What, particularly since it says by the Kohen, Lehechalo. Lehechalo means only where he is not Mechulal, but if he's Mechulal, Betuma, what's the Isser of his being Metame again? So we found yesterday that Yosef was signing that according to Rav Huna, even Tuma Vetuma would be Osir, whereas the first way we had understood it, which was Rabba who was quoting, that you're chayev on Tuma, and then you're chayev on Bia, but you're not chayev on Tuma and Tuma. So in other words, if there's, because the Torah gives two Isurim, which means to come into an ohel, but also says, not to become tame. So therefore, says Rava, if you're tame, and then goes into an ohel, that's doing a new Isur. But if he's already tame, what's the point of asring being tame again? You can't be b'chayev something that's making no impact. Rav Yosef says not true. Rav Huna said even where he is going to be tummy on the same level again. And he brought basically a raya, because Rav Huna himself said that if a dozer was in a beta kvarota, they handed him a body, so then he is going to be over even though he's already in the beta kvarot. So you see clearly that even tuma v'tuma. So obviously we went to the Mishnah and said, look, the Mishnah says, Beferish, Amrlo lo yitame, lo yitame, that it's Osir. So what is there to discuss? Before you're clearly going to be Osir. And yet, as Abaye pointed out, there's a brayta that says that you're not over if you go ahead now and are mitame after being already mitame, because it says over there if he's carrying a body and we give him another body, he's not going to be Osir. So how do we explain the difference between the brayta and the Mishnah, which will also explain how Rav Huna could say that you're chayev on Tuma followed by Tuma, according to Rabbi Yosef. So we came up yesterday with the difference between Chiburin and Shloba Chiburin. So in a case where the Kohen or Nazir was Mechuber to the original mate that had been Matami, still in contact, then in Orchinami, nothing is added by passing him another mate. But in a case where he already removed his hand, even though nothing changes for him when he removes his hand, but something does change in the level of Tuma anyway. How do we know that? Not in himself, but through another person who touches him. If a third party touches him, so now the individual who is touching someone who is attached to a maid, then it's as if he himself is attached to a maid, and he becomes Tamei Shivas Yom. Masha Enkein, if he touches someone who became Tamei with a maid, he's only Betapi. As a regular avatuma, is matami for that day, doesn't require the paraduma and so on. Therefore, in a case where the man is no longer in touch with the mate who is matami, passing him a new mate creates a temporary state of greater tuma, and there you can't say, what do you mean, what's he doing? What do you mean, what's he doing? Proof is in the pudding. If someone will now touch him, he'll become tame on a different level. So obviously there's a new exposure of tuma. So in a case where he was the bright, where he was holding a mate on his shoulder, now we pass him another mate, Enoch Inami. It makes absolutely no difference. But in the case where he was in the Beit HaKvarot, and now, that's what they were arguing, now we pass him a mate, and there Rav Huna said, there for sure will be Osir. That's because he was not in touch with the mate initially, he was just a mate. Now he's actually in touch with the mate. And therefore, he's adding to Mabah Chiburim, and adding to Mabah Chiburim is going to be an Isser of Lo Yitame. So that's what we had explained in the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braita. Now we had a side point over there, which is the difference between a Tumah b'Chiburim d'Rabbanan and a Tumah b'Chiburim d'Oraita, and we said that there is such a thing as a Tumah b'Chiburim d'Rabbanan, which is only true for Truma and Kodshim. But that is a Truma b'Chiburim of yet a fourth individual who touches the individual who's touching the mate. This is how Tosfos learned. Okay, so that it, the one step further, that it becomes a chain, and it's as if the fourth person now, the third living person, is now, the third living person, right? Yeah. is in touch with a mate, that's only Darabonin, and that's a Maila B'Kedisha B'Truma. But the person who is himself touching the person who's touching the mate, that's a Diorite. And that's what we came on yesterday. All right, so the last thing that we learned was that the bottom line is, Aval, three lines up from the bottom, Aval Tum'a V'Tum'Alo. There would certainly be no difference in adding Tum'a of the same level. That's what you're saying, is it not? So, but then if that's the case, then why did you say for Tuma and Bia, you would be Chayef Tuma Bia Nami, Amitame Vekoy? What are you adding? A guy is Tame. So you're saying, so now we'll go into an Olamate. The Torah says you can't go into an Olamate. The Torah also said you can't become Tame. No. But you're agreeing that can't become Tame only applies to someone who isn't Tame. So what? You're not adding anything by walking into an olamate. So why in the world would you be over on a new iser of going and becoming tamei through entering an olamate if you're already tamei? If you yourself are agreed that simply doing tumah twice in a row doesn't mean anything, doesn't add anything. So why is walking to the olamate does add anything? What's the logic of that? Omer of Yochanan says, Rav Yochanan, you're right. Kan babayit. Kan basadeh. What we meant was with the iser of the tumas bia is where you walk into a house. You walk into a house where there is a mate. So if you walk into a house with a mate, you're being over on two levels simultaneously. One is lo yitame and one is akodav shobed lo yavo. So therefore, it's the same thing. We use the marshal of the case of using a razor to be ma'avir se'ar. Even if you hold the rabbis kolam ma'avirim, so kolam ma'avirim is one lav, but if you'd use the razor, you're over on both lavim. The tar lo yavor. So you're two. If you would be metame stam in a field by touching someone, you'd only be over once. But if you're metame in the first place by going into an olamet, so then you're over twice. That's what he meant when he said tuma and bia. Says the Gemara, the logistics don't work. Because before you walk into that house, it's true that going into the house, Tuma'at Ohel, is only where there was an actual Knisa Labayit. And even if you hold Bia B'Miktzat Shema Bia, walking in partially is considered to be walking, and that's a special din for Kodesh, going into the Beit HaMikdash. It's not a general rule that you're in a home before you get into the home. So in order to get into that home, you're going to have an awfully difficult time of not getting something in there first. I mean, so your hand opens the door, and there you are. Now you're tummy. Why you tummy? Because an olamet is the equivalent of being full of tumah. So you just touch tumah. But you still haven't walked into the house. Now you're going to walk into the house, but you're already tummy. You just agreed that if you don't add anything, and it does not come simultaneously, that you're potter. So then where is the case, even if you tell me, babayit nami, kiven da'ayl yaday, the moment that his hand got into that door, and he opened up the door, istayv is already tummy. When the rest of him goes in, Kiayo Kule, I Tamehu, he's already Tameh, and we're agreed, are we not, all of us, that there's no Chiyav of just doing something if there's no additional Tumah. Unless it would be literally simultaneously, but that's not possible. Hello, Omar Rebbe Eliezer. Look, it's not such a problem. That's true what you're saying, that Siref Yado, if his hands touched first, and he opened up the door, so then you're right. Mishum Tumah Ikai would be high because of love of Tumah. Mishum Bia Leka, but there would be no additional Chiyah for going in the Konaf Shot Mate, because he's not adding Tumah. But, for the case that we're talking about, is he put his hands down to his sides, stood at attention, Vitzirev Gufo. He put his body in without his hands going in first, and in that case, we have the tumah and the bia, ba'adeh adadeh ka'atum.
Oh yeah, what about the classic Jewish nose? I mean, didn't that have to get in the door first?
Oh, yev shetelo ayel chotz bo bereisha, his nose must have gotten in there first. So why would it be bevat achat? V'nochit la tumah, so he got tumah by touching his nose to the door. Elo amar rava, hichnis. It should say chotmo. See, if he puts his nose in, you're right. Mishum tuma ika first, and then by the time there's bia, they're not adding anything, so mishum bia leka. The only case would be if he puts his body in without his nose. See, ichnis gufo, tuma will be about adari ka'ati. But if he gets his body in, what do you mean he gets his body in? What about his toe? His toe must have gotten in first. Now you'll ask, but I mean,
maybe walk backwards. Ah, but we know that walking backwards isn't called Bia Bichlal. So it's not called Lavo El Abayit. So that's not good either. El Amar Rav Papa, look. Obviously, you understand that there's no solution because of Zeno's paradox. No matter what you do, you're not going to be able to get into the house in Bia without having something touch first, right? So I don't care if you're the tortoise or the hare, but something is going to happen first. El Amar Rav Papa, there's only one possible case. I mean, come on, we might as well bite the bullet. The case is only if you helicoptered in. That's the point. Then when you open the door to the helicopter, so now you are also going to be nichnas at bitomei all at one time. Problem is, of course, if you helicoptered in, you smash the roof, and therefore you wouldn't be in an oil. So we'd have to be talking about where you drove in. And actually, in simpler terms, it could be in a palanquin, you know. If you're going shenichnas b'shidat eval migdal, so you drive into the house with the windows closed, and then you open the door, and there you go. You are now exposed to an oral amate, and the tumah touches you at the same time through being an oral amate, and that's where you're over two things simultaneously. Well, they could be mimin, sure. Well, that's why it says that they didn't have convertibles. That's why it said you had a friend come, Ubochavero, because if you're inside, you can't get the darn thing open. So you need somebody on the outside, which is a problem, because if you need somebody on the outside, what did you do? No, there's really a problem. So the Rishonim say that it's talking about over here that you were Misayeya. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you appointed him. Get me out of here. In which case, you were Nichlas Lo'elamed. Okay? What else is the solution? So the friend came, took off the covering from whatever was protecting him, in the case of the convertible, lowered the top, and then tuma ubia bahari hadarika atyan, at that point it would be simultaneously tome and nichnas olamet. And that would be the only case where we were talking about tuma v'tuma, other than the case of tuma b'chiburim. So we have a case of tuma v'tuma where he wasn't mechuber and now it's given to him. That's one case that you could be chayev. But what we were talking about, a separate chiyuv of tuma ubia, was a separate chiyuv when they come simultaneously. So that would finally be an understanding in what Ravuna was saying. A woman is, you mean if she was a Nazira?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Noses are just as good. Yeah.
No.
Mar Baravashi Amar, Kigon de Ayel, Kishuhu Goses. Mar Baravashi says, why can't the case be that you walk into a room in which someone is dying? And you know that he's dying. So a minute later, after walking into the room, he dies. The tumah is not going to be there until the guy actually dies. But the iser to go in and to expose yourself to the tumah came simultaneously now, because he died in an ohel amet, and you became tummy in an ohel amet. So there you go.
Knowing that he's going to die makes it aser to go in.
We're
going to
talk about all of this in a moment. So ayel kishu goses, thank you. V'nafak nishmate adiyati. So the guy dies while he is sitting there, the nazir. In that case, tum'ah ubiyab adiyadadika atyan, it all happened simultaneously. So let us take a closer look at that case. Is a person who is dying, is he going to be metame? Is there an iser of exposure? What exactly is the halacha? Now it says, lo yitama ba'al be'amav le'echalo, which was the pasuk that we darshaned yesterday, binogea tuma, where the kohen is already tame. So le'echalo, says the Tanakama, it means to be a halal. To be a halal is to be dead. So, ad she'ah she'yamut, that means that the only iser on the kohen is in the event that the person that he would be coming to bury is actually dead already. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, it says, la'aviv alimo la'chiv alachoto lo yitama lahem bimotam. So over there, we darshan dafka bimotam, and not while it is that they're still living. So the lo bimotam means bimotam yitma, achi yamut. In other words, the problem over here is that bimotam they become tame.
But Achiyamut, they're not going to be tamei. Is there a difference between those two drashot, whether we darshan from Lehechalo or we darshan bimotam? Might be nayu. On Rabbi Yochanan, there's no difference at all. It was a question of mashmaut dorshim, and we'll see that each one understands the usage of the other one's pasuk for another purpose. But lahalacha, there's no difference between them. Rish Lakish says, oh, there's a big difference between them. Goseis, that's the difference between them. Limandi omam lahechalo. Afilo goseis. You're going to tell me that the Torah didn't use a lashon of death. It used a lashon of lehechalo. So then that would mean, even where the individual is now halal, means there's no chance of his living. He's emptied out. So then even if he's in the process of dying, whereas lamad yomer bimotam, achi yamut in, if he actually dies, then yes. But goseis lo. Just ignore, but I mean, it does say bimotam. I mean, how do you ignore that? Ulaman v'yomer melehe chalo, haktiv bimotam. Yes, that's true, but bimotam I need that to tell me a very important drasha. Question, is there an iser for those who are also to be metame lemeit? Is it also for them to be metame lenegoyim? Is it also for them to be metame for zovim? Can they be a Dr. Schweitzer and be in a leper colony, or is now the Nazir barred from being a kindly doctor who is interested in making a name for himself? That's the question. So we need bimotam to teach me it is only literally to matmeit where there's an iser. Avomitame benigatam ubezivatam. There's no problem at all of being metame to negoyim and ziva, and even though it's said in the posik of relatives, it doesn't mean only relatives, there's bechlal. No iser in being metame for nega and zova. Ulaman di omer bimotam. I thought, you're saying now that we're agreed that that's a drosha, so then how exactly did Rebbe, the same Rebbe, uses bimotam to tell me negoyim and ziva? So then how did he dash it from bimotam to tell me achiyamut? How could it mean both things? Because it gave le makro bimot. Why doesn't it say bimot or bimavet? Why does it say bimotam? Shema minot dafka in their death and not in their ziva or in their tzarat. Shema minot tarte. Ulaman diyame bimotam. Doesn't it say lehechalo? What are you going to use lehechalo for? Why not say indeed that lehechalo? Again, either according to Rabbi Yochanan, what was wrong with that drasha? Or, according to Reish Lakish, why not say even a ghost says his aser? No, that pasuk lehechalo lahachyudata. The mishe no mechulal, we said yesterday what that means. That the only iser is if he's not tamei already. But if he's tamei already, he's already mechulal. So yatzah zeh shemechulal v'omeit. If he's tamei already, so then obviously there's no love in being re-metameim. Ah, so that's a good drasha, actually. And we seem to have been agreed on that yesterday. So laman de'om aleichalo. How indeed could Reish Lakish understand? Aleichalo. To be coming to tell me a drasha of a goseis. If, or Rabbi Yochanan hold, that we're using lehechalo according to Tanakama as the makar of only someone who is actually dead being metame. I thought we needed to tell me yotzeh zeh shemechulal v'omeit, or mi boi lelai svor. No, because im kein. Mei makro lahachel. What's the meaning of lehechalo? Shema mina tarte. So obviously each one ends up not believing in the additional lashon of the other. In other words, do we darshan b'motam as opposed to b'mot? Do we darshan lehechalo instead of lahachel? But that's what it boils down to. Whether that has halachic ramifications, or whether it's only mashmut dorshim, that's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Shema minat tarte. Now, according to this, it's very interesting, because in a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the klal is that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. If we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, it's only a mashmut dorshim. That's very nogei halacha lemaisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, mashmut dorshim means that there's no iser for kohen to be metapil in a goseis. But according to Reish Lakish, there is. But we don't paskin like Reish Lakish. Right? So that would mean halacha lemaisa, a kohen is allowed to
be a doctor to a goseis, and only when he dies, then he has to leave the room. But there's no iser in a goseis. There's certainly no tuma, that's for sure. But there's an iser, le'echalo, but only according to Reish Lakish. The problem is, however, the Bahag doesn't have this as a machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. He has this as a machlokas of Rav and Abaye, in which case we paskin like Rav, in which case we paskin like darshaning it from the Tanakama of le'echalo, because we paskin k'rebi mi'chavei ro, v'lo mi'chavei rav, therefore we would paskin like the Tanakama, alibet Rava, according to which a coin would be usher to be metapel in a goseis, because of le'echalo. And that's how the Rosh paskins, as having that gears of the Bahag. So things get more difficult for Kohanim. I don't see the Kohanim protesting here. Meisvei. Adam, eno metamei, ela ad shetetzei nafsho, vafilo miguyad, even if he's chopped into pieces, vafilo goseis. So it says over here, there is no such tuma, this is a beferish of Mishnah Noyalis, there is no such tuma as a human being who is alive despite the fact that he is very close to death. Even if he's chopped up, even if he's the last breaths, says the Gemara, yes, you misunderstood. We weren't saying that you would be tamei. We were merely saying that it would be an iser on a coin to be nichnas. That's all that we're saying. So therefore, indeed, to say that he would become tamei, it's only when he actually dies, gives up the ghost. Nafik nafshe, gives up the ghost. But le'inyan atchule, as far as the iser being mechalel, the kedusha of the nazir of the kohen, even ha'itchil, according to that man di omar, le'echalo would also mean not to create a state in which you are mitchalel. Omer of chist omerab, another very important halacha. A kohen hedyot is supposed to be mitame to his relatives, right? So l'aviv, l'imo, l'achoto, mitame. How about if the body was not whole? Nikta rosho shel aviv, his father has been decapitated, eino mitame lo. My taima, omar kro le'aviv. This is no longer the body of your father. Bizman shu shalem, v'lo bizman shu chaser. So it's a machlokas over here, whether this is mechayim or only after death. In other words, let's say his father walked around his whole life without a head. Well, maybe not without a head, without a leg. Of course, the question is whether you have a leg to stand on that whole issue anyway, because it does say a head, which would be mashper, according to some, dafka, an evesh ha-mishamat liyabo. But we'll see later in the Gemara that that doesn't really hold much water. So some say the Rambam indeed paskins like this. The whole thing is talking about where it says this case, dafka, so that you should understand that clearly he wasn't living without a head. So we're talking about a case where the remains are not whole. So you cannot be matam as a coin to remains, unless the shalem. Okay, that's a machlokas we've shown you. But in any event, this means that a kohen, in order to be metame lemate, either the mate has to be shalem now from the time of Misa, or had to be shalem b'chayav. Omalei Rav Amnuna. So I don't understand. Are you trying to tell me a son is walking with a father in Patka de Arvas? Patka de Arvas is like Death Valley. Nobody is there. And they're attacked by highway robbers who decapitate his father. You're telling me he shouldn't bury his father? So, Paskua Ganve Lareshis, Akanami Lo Natame Lareshis, but you're telling me that the Torah is saying, don't be Metame La'aviv? I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? That's a case of a mate mitzvah. A mate mitzvah, even if it wouldn't be his father, he would have to be Metame. We darshan that he is Metame La mate mitzvah. So, you bring me a case of Patri Arvut, mate mitzvah, comrade. Hashta yesh lo mar bachrini mechayev, ba'aviv lo koshikein. I mean, mechayev for anybody in such a case, even if it's not a relative. Koshikein for a father. But this is not a mate mitzvah. I made my mitzvah. You call that a mate mitzvah? Vatanya, ezehu mate mitzvah, koshe ein lo kovrim. A meit mitzvah is only someone who has no one to be in charge of his burial. But korev acherim onim oto, if the meit could call and say, hello, I need somebody to bury me, then ein ze meit mitzvah. That's not called a meit mitzvah. Well, it's theoretical, obviously, but the point is that the individual died with kovrim. That's not called a meit mitzvah. That's what most learn. There are those who learn that it means a person with the meit could call for help to bury. Okay, but the main pirush, as the Rosh brings rise from other places, is that the deceased could cry and ask for someone to bury him. Then if there's people to bury him, that's not called a meit mitzvah. Yeah, metaphorical.
Say that suggests that they, people feel lost, and so it's like a crime
for... No. Although we did have a case like that, Mirabonan, by the way, which was the one case where Tosfos, remember the case was over there, if he was married to a ketana, Mirabonan, as a kohen, he's supposed to be metame. Even though he's not married midiraita, so it's not really his wife, how can he be metame? He's being over an issue of the midiraita. So we said over there the chachamim gave that child a din of a meit mitzvah. Because since all of the relatives are going to say, well, look, you're a husband, you take care of her. So nobody's going to take care of her. I mean, if that's called a meit mitzvah, then what's the Gemara asking over here? And I mean, could the Rabbanan actually be ochre issu d'oraita with a kumva say? It must be that midiraita is also called a meit mitzvah, says Tosfos. Answers Tosfos a very important yesod, that the Rabbanan certainly can be ochre, a d'oraita b'kumva say, and it's important. The Rabbanan are oker, a diorita in a kumva asei, where it's absolutely essential to do so. All the time that the Gemara asks, would the chachomim, it's only would the chachomim, not can the chachomim. So in this case, they extended the idea of meit mitzvah. Tosfos here, vai meit mitzvah. I mean, the one that's in dark letters, given to Karabaza. At the end of that, Tosfos. Okay, so if there's a serious reason that makes it essential to do, it's part of the definition of the marriage of a ketana and so on, then they will do so. But in any event, in this case, because of the fact that a son is walking together with the father, you can't possibly call him a meit mitzvah. So say, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, the son cannot be kaver him, so what are you telling me that he can't call and have kaver him? I mean, this is like a catch-22. You're telling me he should be able to be kovrim because he's a meis mitzvah. There's nobody else to be kovrim. So you're saying, no, but there is somebody kovrim him. Him. But he can't be kovrim. So what is sense is there in this? Says Tosfos, the meaning is that since the son is there and has a responsibility of chlura as a son, before we ever get to the din of meit mitzvah, this guy should call the chaver kaddish on his cell phone. That's the point. A meit mitzvah is the pshat that there is a moment in which there's nobody achroi. So now you stumble upon a mace. Nobody is achroi. Take achrayut. Over here, the son has achrayut. So don't call that a meit mitzvah. It's a regular case where a father died and a child is responsible. What does a child do when he's responsible and he's a kohen and the father is decapitated and therefore he doesn't have a right to be mitameh? He calls the chaver kaddisha. Doesn't turn it into a meit mitzvah. Where's the moment of the meit mitzvah? That's the issue. You see? Very interesting insights into the idea of meit mitzvah. So over here, there was normal responsibility. That's not a meit mitzvah. As opposed to... So I mentioned that earlier, that there's a number of possibilities. One, and it's machlokas and how to learn it. Some learn, like the Rambam, that this means that only where the body was defiled after he died. Others learn that it means to tell me only a neshama, an evesh, a neshama tuliyabo. Nobody's going to deny that in most people a head is necessary. Some people it's a disadvantage, but okay. There are other pshatim as well, but those are the two main approaches in the Rishon. So in this case, that a meit mitzvah. This guy has a son, does he not? So how did he become a meit mitzvah all of a sudden? If there's a son to be kaver him, says the Gemara, yes, but he doesn't have a cell phone in Patka de Arvas, because as everybody knows, Patka de Arvas is outside of cellular range. How's he going to get the Chevra Kadisha?
Therefore, kivan da arazil buurcha kamisha in lo kovrim dami. Since Lamaisa he is not in the Yishuv, he's in a place where he can't call a Chevra Kadisha, so the normal range of responsibilities that the son would be able to take care of the father by hiring somebody, if worse comes to worse, where exactly is he going to hire somebody in Parke de Arvos? So it becomes now a make mitzvah. Make thing. Dead. Dried. No, because of its Death Valley, it's desiccant. But because it's desiccant, it's a place where people don't settle and therefore attracts robbers. That's where most learn. It's not called Death Valley because people die of robbers. Just like Death Valley in the U.S. is not called Death Valley because you get shot there. It's because you die there. But nonetheless, where are all the outlaws if not in Death Valley? For heaven's sakes. You never watch Westerns? Oh my gosh. Mesa. Ask the Gemara from the drasha of La Achoto. La Yitama. This comes to tell me, Lahu Mitame Venu Mitame La Ivarea. He will not be allowed to be Mitame to the parts of a body of a sister. Lefi. Sorry. Sheinu Mitame La Ivar Minachai, even Shalaviv. If his father had an Ivar that had been cut off in his lifetime, that son cannot be burying that Ivar. Aval machaziru al etzem kisora, but, oh my gosh, but he can go back to bury even a single bone of an etzem kisora? So what is that telling you? Lav lomeimedi mechsar purta lo? I mean, doesn't that mean that if an entire aver was cut off minachai, but if something is missing from a body, a small piece is missing from a body, then that still allows you to go back? Says the Gemara, that's true, but it's a machlokas. Ahi Rebbe Yehuda. That's going aliba. Rebbe Yehuda Tani, Rebbe Yehuda Aimer, lo mitama, ve'inu metame la'ivareha, she'inu metame la'ivar menachai shel aviv, even shel aviv, it means, ava metame lu la'ivar menameit shel aviv. This is going indeed according to Rebbe Yehuda, who disagrees with this whole approach. And the only time that we do not include the chiev to be kaver, the coin in his general chiyuv for being kover karov is dafka where was an Avraham and Achai. But Tanya, Rav Kahana, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Rav Kahana quotes now. The Braita says, La mitama ve'eno mitame le'evarim. Prat le'kezayit min ha'meit u'kezayit netzel u'melo tarvad rakav. Yochol lo yitame le'shdra le'gogolot le'rov binyana ולרוב מניינה, כתיב ואמרת, אמור ואמרת, להוסיף לך תומה אחרת. You're claiming that the only one who holds that there's a din of going back even and being kover, even a small bone, you're saying is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Or that you could be metame for an aver min hamet. And here we find stated not only by Rabbi Yehuda, apparently, that you cannot be metame le'evarim, but you can be metame for a skull, or for rov minyan, or for a spinal column, that you can be metame. How do we know that you can be metame for? We know that from the additional emor coming up in Parshas Emor. V'amarta alehem, emor el hakohanim v'amarta. So that means something that you would have thought would be excluded. Don't take that in a very exclusive fashion. Add a little bit that remains a chiyuv. So I'm telling you now that even though a kizayit min hamet, which is metame, or netzel, which is decayed matter min hamet, or the molek tarvat of rakav, which is the dried dust of a mate, that lo yitame, but for skeletal remains, if it's rov binyana, you can be mitame from the drush of Amor v'Amarta. Hosif v'cha katuv tuma acheret. It's coming to add an additional tuma. L'yoch lo yitame l'shidra v'l'gugolot l'rov binyano l'rov binyano shel acherim. You might think that this is only the case now of achoto, that it's unique. Amrit, no. Ma'achoto miyuchedet. Shegufa talui bo. Look, he's a relative, so he has responsibility. The Torah was machai of him. If he says, I don't want to be osik in this, I'm a Kohen, get somebody else. There's Machai of him. So
So it's Talmud Bavli. He is responsible to take care of that funeral. And we learn out from the Amor V'Amarta that it's then the law that is Betabla Shidra L'Gugolet Al Rabin Yana Al Rabin Yana Av Kol Shigufo Talmud Bavli. Anybody who is dependent on him in the list of Krovim in the Torah, he would be Metabe Lishidra of the Gugolet, or the Rov Binyano, the Rov Binyano. But in any event, does it not say here, a Braita, not quoting Rabbi Yehuda, that indeed there is a Chiyav even on partial remains? And you said, there's no Chiyav on partial remains. Says the Gemara, I got news for you. Ainami Rabbi Yehudi. That Braita is going on leave it a Rebbe. Go Rabbi Yehuda. You want to know Rebbe? When we said before, Rav, who quoted this halacha, he was going like the following Tana. The Tanya, Ma'aseh Shemet Aviv, Shel, now many have the gersa over here, not of Rabbi Yitzchak Beginzak, but rather of Tzadok HaKohen Beginzak. And that's the gross gersa. It's brought in many places. So this was a story of a very old psak halacha, Rebovo diu liachas shalosh shanim. It's Ginzak, which is that's Nahar Gozen. Let's say Nahar Gozen indeed relates to the Sambatya. You're really out of radio touch. Ubavo diu liachas shalosh shanim. So he wanted to take the body back for burial, take it back to Eretz Yisrael. They told Tzadok HaKohen. She says it's my father. I should have the right to bring the body back. So Bov Eshalos Rabbi Yehoshua ben Elisha with Arba Zekenim Sheimo, and they told him, you are not allowed to reinter this body. Because it says, La'aviv bizman shu shalem, v'lo bizman shu chaser. Now it's 3 years later, you have to assume it's chaser, is one shot. Or, if you're going to bother skeletal remains, for sure it'll become chaser. You're not going to have now the entire body connected. By the time you bring him back here, you're going to be over on Tuma. So you cannot do this. You want to call the Chevra Kadisha, that's one thing. You know, but certainly you yourself have no right to be metamic to your father. It's too late. It took 3 years to get the message. That's at the speed of light. It took 3 years to get the message from over in Har Sambatya. It doesn't count. Ask the Gemara. But by it, Nami, given the oil, Yoda is type. Ki ayil kule hotame already. Elamer belozit siret yado. You're right. Mishum tume yika mishum bialeka because we'd already come tame first. But we're talking about where he sticks his hands straight down to his sides and siret gufo tume will be about yadadika out. Well, come on, man. Ayev shadalo ayil chotmo bereisha. A good Jewish knows menachadai tuma. Elamer rava. You're right. Ichnis chotmo. Mishum tume ika mishum bialeka. But we're talking about if Ms. Gufo, you took a De Gaulle stance, and in doing so, your nose was so up in the air that it basically wasn't facing towards the door.
She went in first.
So over there, then it would be together. So at that point, it would be about Yadadika Atyan. Which is the Gemara yet. For Yevshim Oilets, but other the Karibarish, how about his toe? But don't have no tuna. Elam Rev Papa, Kedon Shenichnas, Beshidat Eva Omegdal, Ubacha Vero Parah Alavata Ma'aziva. Over there, tuna will be about the Adarika Atyan. Marbar of Ashamar, Kedon the Ayel Kishuko says, Venafak Nishmati Adiyatif, the tuna will be about the Adarika Atyan. Tan Rabbana. Leichalo Ad Sha'ashi Amut, Rebbe Omer Bimotan Itma. Ad shiyamut, my benayu, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, mashpatashi, mika benayu, same aloha. Resh Lakishon is a big difference. Goseis, mika benayu. Lemandi, omar malehechalo, afilub goseis. Lemandi, omar bimotam, ad shiyamut, im, but goseis lo. Lemandi, omar malehechalo, does it not say bimotam? Nah, bimotam, mi boile, levekin Rebbe. The tiny Rebbe, omar bimotam, mein omitamei. Aval, it's mutter, mitamei. Benigatam, bezivatam, ulaman yom ebemotam, hamibayle lahaisfara. So why don't we need it for that? Because in kein lema krab bemot, my bemotam, shma minatarte. Ulaman yom ebemotam, what does he do with aktiv lahechalo?
No, like we said yesterday, Yatza Zer was already mechulal v'omeid, and therefore you're not adding any tuma. Do we not need it for that? Of course, eino metame. Leaning to muye, of course, adonafik nafshe. The question over here, leaning at chule ha'itchil. Omer Christo Amara, niktar Rav Shor shel Aviv, eino metame lo. My time of Kala Aviv, bizman shehu shalem, velo bizman shehu chaser. Omer le Rav Amnuna, you trying to tell me, al miyata, ka'ozo v'pakta di arvut. Upasku gan veloration. You try to tell me that Achin Amid Lola Tamele? I'm like, what kind of crazy question? That's a make mitzvah. Make mitzvah karma. Ashti Shloma Bachrine, even if he stumbled across a non relative Bechayim. Baviv lo kosher came. No, on the contrary. Because it's Aviv, he's not a make mitzvah. I make mitzvah, Yivatanya is all make mitzvah. Kosher in lo kovrim. But if he could be korei vachirim on Yimoto, ain't that make mitzvah? In this case, the deceased has a son. Sagitonga make mitzvah. Ha'itlei bara? Yeah, but since the son can't be carried for a person, and there's nobody to call, so give it to Gaza Ba'urchai, so he becomes a make mitzvah. It's going to be Shein lo kovrim dami. Make it. La yitama davka la umitame. You could have just said yitama, but it's la. But eino metame le'ivareha, levisheino metame le'ivar min hachai. Oh boy, oh boy. That's not what you said. This is le'ivar min hachai, even shel aviv. Ava machziru al etzem kisora. Wow. So the machziru ketzem kisora, that seems to be saying lava mimra, de'imir serpurta lo. That's true, but it's a machloket. That's going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Ayi Rabbi Yehuda, the tiny Rabbi Yehuda on there, La mitama v'ena matame le'ivarim she'enu v'tame al eivar min achai shel aviv al v'metameu le'ivar min avet shel aviv. Indeed, v'yotanya, how about the bride of Rifkan of Rablaz ben Yaakov, la mitama v'ena matame le'ivarim prat le'kezayit min amet, kezayit netzel, melo tarvad rakav, yochol lo yitame le'shidra v'legugolet al robinyana al robinyana k'tiv emor v'yomarta aleihem. That means Osif lecha katuv tuma acheret yocha lo yitamei l'shidrav l'gugol to Rabbi Yono, the Rabbi Yono of other of the relatives, only to the sister. Amen. What do you mean? Ma achoto miuchedet shugufat talui bo umitamei l'shidrav l'gugol to Rabbi Yono to Rabbi Yona. Of course, shugufat talui bo mitamei l'shidrav l'gugol to Rabbi Yono to Rabbi Yona. So that does not seem to be mentioning Rabbi Yehuda. Well, maybe it doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda, but it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Ainami Rabbi Yehuda. And where does Rav see another Shita? That he's claiming that he has to be, Rav Chista quoted Rav before. The Rav Yomer Ki Haitana, the Tanya Ba'aseh Shebeit Aviv Shel Tzadok HaKohen, begins up. Ubo Vod Yulei Ha'ka Shalosh Ani, Ubo V'Shal Rav Yeshua Ben Elisha, V'Arba Zekedim Shimo, V'Amru La'Aviv, V'Zman Shu Shalem, the Lord is man, Shahu Chaser.